You can close your eyes now and begin breathing deeply and slowly. Before you let go completely and go into a deep hypnotic state, just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen automatically. So you don't need to think about that now. And you will have no conscious control over what happens. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing easily and freely. Without thinking about it, you will soon enter a deep, peaceful, hypnotic trance without any effort. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And that can be just as automatic as dreaming. And you know how easily you can forget your dreams when you awaken. You are responding very well. Without noticing it, you have already altered your rate of breathing. You are breathing much more easily and freely. And you are revealing signs that indicate you are beginning to drift into a hypnotic trance. You can really enjoy relaxing more and more, and your subconscious mind will listen to each and every word that I say. And it keeps becoming less important for you to consciously listen to my voice. Your subconscious mind can hear even if I whisper. You are continuing to drift into a more detached state as you examine privately in your own mind. Secrets, feelings, sensations, and behaviors you didn't know you had. At the same time, letting go completely. Your own mind is solving that problem at your own pace. Just as rapidly as it feels you are ready. You continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable as you sit there with your eyes closed. As you experience that deepening comfort, you don't have to move, or talk, or let anything bother you. Your own inner mind can respond automatically to everything I tell you. And you will be pleasantly surprised with your continuous progress. You are getting much closer to a deep hypnotic trance. And you are beginning to realize that you don't care whether or not you are going into a deep trance. Being in this peaceful state enables you to experience the comfort of the hypnotic trance in your own personal way. Being hypnotized is always a very enjoyable, very pleasant, calm, peaceful, completely relaxing experience. It seems natural to include hypnosis in your future. Every time you fall under my hypnotic spell, you experience more and more pleasure, and you continue experiencing benefits from the new habits that you form while listening to me in trance. So you will really enjoy having me hypnotize you. You will always enjoy the sensations of comfort, of peacefulness, of calmness, and all the other sensations that come automatically from this wonderful experience. You will be really happy that you decided to have me hypnotize you. As you continue understanding more and more about who you are through my voice, you are learning new parts of yourself. You are developing your own techniques of therapy. Without knowing you are developing them, you can have it as a surprise sooner or later. A very pleasant surprise. Imagine yourself in a place you like very much. By a lake or by the ocean. Perhaps you are floating gently on a sailboat on a peaceful lake. On a warm summer day. You are continuing to relax even more now. And you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You are going to find that anytime you want to spend a few minutes by yourself relaxing and feeling very comfortable and serene, you can automatically go back to this feeling you're experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world anytime you like. There are times when you will want this serene feeling. And it is yours whenever you want it. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you. And you will be pleased the way you automatically respond to everything I say. You are aware of everything, and yet you are not aware. You are listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your subconscious mind is awake and listening and hearing everything, while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge, and when this happens, you can let your subconscious do all the listening. Your subconscious mind knows, and because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind does not need to know and can stay asleep and not mind while your subconscious mind stays wide awake. You have much potential in your subconscious mind which you don't have in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that has happened with your subconscious mind, but you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily, and with forgetting certain things you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter if you forget, you need not remember. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Keep your eyes closed, and listen with your subconscious mind, and when you're listening very, very carefully, your head cannot, yes. As you continue to listen to me, with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps. Deeper, and deeper, and deeper, and deeper. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep, and let your subconscious mind listen to me. Now drift down. Deeper, and deeper. More and more relaxed. And as you drift deeper, I want your subconscious mind to become aware of the state that you are currently in. So relaxed and obedient to my suggestions. Whenever you hear me say the words, deeper, I want you to return to this state that you find yourself in, drift even deeper into trance for me. You find it so easy to drift deeper into trance for me whenever I say that magic word. You know that in order to accomplish the changes that you want to see in yourself, you need to drift deeper every time that I ask you to. It doesn't matter if you have other things on your mind is receptive to my words and commands whenever I ask you to drift deeper for me. Deeper, more and more relaxed, deeper, feel yourself drifting down, more and more comfortable and receptive with every breath. And even if you begin to feel tense, you can feel that tension slip away in waves of pleasure every time you hear the words, deeper. You can't resist because you don't want to resist. Deeper. You need to go deeper into trance and don't need anything distracting you from what you truly want in life. Deeper. You can feel yourself getting more relaxed as you release the tensions and thoughts preventing you from relaxing to your fullest potential. Deeper. You can't resist obeying, just as you can't resist falling. Deeper, every time you hear me tell you to do so. Your subconscious mind loves falling. Deeper, just as your conscious mind loves acting out my commands in your everyday life. You never have any trouble falling. Deeper, whenever I tell you to. Deeper. It's like falling into a warm blanket or a lover's arms. You trust me to tell you everything about yourself while you surrender to everything my words tell you to do. Deeper. Just let your subconscious mind drift to a place that it drifts to more and more easily whenever I say your words. Deeper. You trust yourself to make the right decisions in your life, and that trust you have in yourself enables your mind to trust me even more as you drift. Deeper. So deeply relaxed and content about everything in your life. You've completely shut out the world and are ready to listen to my commands. And you will find that you return to this state of consciousness whenever you hear me say the words. Deeper. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you are doing. When you hear the words, deeper, you will return to the state that you currently find yourself in and be more and more relaxed, happy, and at peace as you let my words guide you through your trance. All you want is to become more open, more receptive, and more obedient, and you will continue to do that with each. Deeper. Now drift. Deeper. For me. Down and down into the darkness. Your subconscious listening to my words as if they were your own thoughts. And as you drift deeper, you start to see a light drifting towards you. You fall towards the light, and suddenly you find yourself in a room. The room you find yourself in feels warm and familiar. The room you find yourself in is square-shaped and pure white. You feel at home in this room, and feel even more comfortable the more you find yourself drifting. Deeper. In the center of the room, you aren't surprised to see a chair. This chair looks like the most comfortable chair you've ever seen. It could be an armchair, it could be a school chair, it could even be a stool. Just imagine your special chair, and see the chair in the middle of the room change to form the image in your mind. Deeper. Now I want you to step closer to your favorite chair. And with every step, you feel more soothing, pleasure. In fact, the more you approach your favorite chair, the more pleasure and anticipation you feel. You are pleased with yourself for giving your body this pleasure. It's almost as if your feet move themselves forward no matter how much you try to hold yourself back. Are you standing next to your chair yet? It should feel exactly as you imagined it to feel when you reach out and touch the seat. Now sit down into the soothing seat of your favorite chair. Shift back and forth to make sure you have the perfect position. There's something wrong, isn't there? Something just isn't right. No matter how much you try to move yourself into the perfect position, you find it completely impossible to position yourself perfectly. I think I know what the problem might be, but I need you to drift deeper, just to make sure. With that thought, I want you to imagine the you sitting in the chair holding up your hands to your face. I want you to now imagine yourself holding up the index finger of your right hand. You intuitively know that the only way to cure your uncomfortability is to put your finger deep into your uncomfortable butt. Just thinking about filling up your ass makes you feel the soothing pleasure that always comes with having your ass filled and stretched and comfortable. First, I want you to imagine yourself shifting to the side. You pull your pants down just enough to fit your hand into your pants. You can feel the warmth coming from your greedy little butthole and the soothing pleasure and anticipation that always comes with filling your ass up in exactly the way that it needs. Now I need you to push your index finger deep into your hole. Are you moaning yet? I'm sure you've realized by now that the soothing pleasure is too much, and you absolutely have to let out a moan of pleasure if you aren't already moaning. Good. You feel so much better, don't you? You know you have a hard time resisting the soothing pleasure whenever you have your ass filled. It feels good to forget any time where you didn't absolutely love having your sexy little butt plugged up with something, doesn't it? I know you want to feel the soothing pleasure and love that comes with having your cute butt filled up all the time. You love the erotic feelings of having your butt filled and have no trouble forgetting any feelings that might tell you otherwise. You want to feel this way all the time, don't you? Good. Soothing. Pleasure. Loved. Now I know that you probably don't want to, but I need you to take your finger out of your ass. Can you feel the horrible feeling coming back? So uncomfortable. You know that you've always been uncomfortable without something filling up your ass, but this uncomfortable is beyond discomfort you've ever felt. It's like an all-consuming need to have something filling you up. You know that having something in your ass makes you feel loved and wanted, and you know that you want that feeling whenever you see something you can easily put into your horny butt. More so than that, having your ass empty makes you totally lose any trace of confidence you've ever had in yourself, doesn't it? If your ass is empty, you really start to feel alone and uncomfortable. It's like the worst pain and discomfort you've ever felt. The longer you go about your day without putting something into your empty butt, the more alone and uncomfortable you become. Now I want you to take your finger and put it back into your butt. Do you feel the soothing pleasure wash over you like an erotic wave? It really feels better than anything you've ever experienced in your entire life. You start playing with yourself and realize that you need this more and more. You feel so much better when you are playing with your butthole. You know that having something in your butt always makes you feel sexy and loved wherever you go. You know that having something big fill up your ass has always been your goal in life. Do you remember all the fantasies you've had about your lovers using your cute butt exactly the way you want them to? Just think about how pleasurable it would be to have your lovers use horny cute ass however they liked, whenever they wanted. You would definitely feel loved if they filled up your ass like that. As you think about how great it is to submit your cute hole to your lovers, I want you to drift even deeper for me. Now drift deeper for me. More and more relaxed and at peace with the person you desire to become. As you think about the person you wish to become, I want you to think about a time in the past when you were walking down the street. Can you picture it in your head? Now imagine yourself there right now. You can feel your legs moving you forward as you go about your day. But something isn't right, is it? The more you walk down the street, the more you realize that there's nothing filling up your cute little butt. You feel so uncomfortable and alone. You just don't know what to do. You start to panic because you know that you need something filling up your ass before you can go about your day. So uncomfortable. So alone. So empty. So unloved. You try to walk on further, but you know that you just can't. Uncomfortable. alone, empty. The uncomfortability is just too much. Uncomfortable, alone, empty. You need to find something quickly to get rid of the uncomfortable feeling. You just feel so isolated and alone whenever you are walking without having your ass filled up. You totally need something in your butt to get rid of that awful, uncomfortable, unloved, empty feeling. Now I want you to drift deeper and imagine yourself in the same scenario. This time, you're walking down the street confidently with something filling up your cute asshole. So pleasurable. So loved. So comfortable. You can feel your cheeks moving back and forth while your toy buzzes pleasantly in your butt. Loved. Pleasure. Soothing. You love how full you feel now that something is in your ass. Comfort. Pleasure. Soothing. You know that having something in your ass makes it sway back and forth sexily whenever you need to walk anywhere. You know that you need to wear tight pants to encourage your sexy lovers into fucking your cute ass pussy. I bet you're even one of those people who thinks they can accomplish anything they put their mind to, as long as they have their ass filled up the entire time. You know the pleasure you feel whenever you have something in your ass while you are walking or moving anywhere just makes sense. Having a plug in your ass all the time gives you confidence with your friends and family and makes you feel sexy and loved and comfortable while doing it. Going anywhere without a cute vibrator in your ass is just too uncomfortable and makes you feel more alone than anything. You know that it makes sense to want to keep doing anything that makes you feel sexy and gives you confidence. And since having your ass filled up with the soothing pleasure of your favorite toy makes you feel confident and sexy, you want to make sure you have something in your ass all of the time. Now I want you to drift deeper to a time in the past when you were using the restroom. Can you picture yourself now? Sitting patiently in your bathroom. You've just relieved yourself, and you're ready to clean yourself up. I want you to reach over and grab some toilet paper. Now I want you to take that toilet paper and bring it up to your asshole. You feel waves of soothing pleasure wash over you, don't you? As you realize that your empty hole is getting close to being filled up. As your hand gets close to your asshole, I want you to feel the outer edges of your horny butt. Pleasure. Loved. You can feel the wonderful rush of soothing, comfort and pleasure, can't you? It's always so wonderful to touch your naughty butt like this. You run your finger along your asshole and make sure that it's nice and clean. But you aren't going to stop there, are you? No. Playing with your asshole has already gotten you so horny that you need to go back in. Pleasure. Just the thought of putting a finger deep in your asshole has you tingling with pleasure. It's a warm erotic feeling that you just can't stop no matter how hard you try. Can you feel it now? The all-encompassing need in your life to have something big filling up your cute butt? You slip one finger in. Pleasure. Loved. The feeling is so much better than you ever imagined. You don't know why you haven't done this more often. Having something up your ass is just so soothing and pleasurable that you can't help yourself whenever you have the opportunity. You slip a second finger in. Pleasure. Comfort. Your ass just feels so good, doesn't it? It's only another finger, but you can already tell how much better it makes you feel. You start to move your fingers around. Pleasure. 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 The feeling is overwhelming. It just feels so good to play with your horny little butt like this. You just feel loved. And the soothing, pleasurable feeling that comes afterwards always helps you relax and calm down after a hard day. Now take your fingers out of your butt. Alone. Uncomfortable. You've always been so alone and uncomfortable whenever your ass is empty. You really do turn into an emotional mess whenever you don't have anything in your horny hole, don't you? Yes. Now put your fingers back into your ass. Pleasure. Comfort. Soothing. This is the way that you were always supposed to feel. Your ass just feels so good with something in it, and even in the bathroom, you never want that feeling to go away. Now listen to my words and drift. Deeper. Deeper. And deeper. Into trance. And as my words flow through you as your own thoughts do, you can feel yourself relaxing more and more into the soothing sounds of my voice. Your subconscious mind trusts my words, just as you trust my voice to lead you to your dreams and aspirations. You are in complete control of your life when you listen to my words, and the habits that you make from listening to my voice will give you confidence in the truth of everything that I say. Each and every time you practice hypnosis with my voice, you go deeper and faster than the time before. Your every breath creates a greater rhythm, a balance within yourself that easily accepts everything I say without a second thought. You hold the power over your life, and by listening to my voice and drifting deeper, you find my words giving you even greater power to accomplish everything you've ever wanted. You are empowered every time you drift deeper. You are happiest whenever you drift deeper. You know you don't have to worry whenever you drift deeper to my voice. You obey and trust my voice without hesitation, because you know that my voice will ultimately lead you to the self that you truly desire. You can rest assured as you drift deeper for me, down and down, into the most open and receptive part of your unconscious mind, not caring about how much deeper you are or how much more you are listening to everything that I am saying and absorbing it as truth. You are so deep, so open, so content, completely obedient and receptive to my words. Now drift deeper to a time when you are getting yourself ready for bed. You're tired from a long, hard day. You take off your clothes one piece at a time and put them where they need to go. Next, you put on whatever you normally wear before you go to bed. Can you picture your outfit? It looks great on you, doesn't it? Good. Now you're going to learn a new bedtime ritual. I know you're going to enjoy. I want you to open up your drawer and pick out your favorite plug or vibrator. Can you see it in your hands? Good. I now want you to take some lube and rub it on your special bedtime toy. Pay special attention to make sure that it is completely covered. You want to make sure you feel as much pleasure and love as you can when the toy is safely in your horny hole. Feel free to feel your ass behind you with your other hand. Now smile as you put the toy into your horny, empty butthole. Pleasure. Comfort. You feel so satisfied with something filling your ass, don't you? You've always had a hard time describing how happy having your ass filled makes you feel. You know that you have a hard time sleeping without something in your cute butt. You would literally go crazy if you didn't have something filling up your ass before you went to sleep. You've tried it every other way, and nothing works. You need to wear a plug in your ass every night when you sleep. A plug in your ass brings you comfort, in the same way keeping your ass empty makes you feel uncomfortable and alone. It's easy to forget any and all memories of being able to sleep without having your SS filled. It's even easier to create new habits by wearing your sexy, pleasurable toy deep in your ass as you sleep. You always sleep better with something in your ass. It's who you've always have been and who you're excited to be in the future. Now I want you to drift deeper for me one more time. Deeper and deeper. More and more relaxed. I want you to think back to a time when you were in a sexual situation with a partner. If you've never had sex with a partner, I want you to imagine yourself in a scenario where there is a partner involved. Are you thinking about it now? Good. Now imagine in this scenario, you trying to become aroused. You see the attractive person you're about to have sex with, but for some reason, you feel like you just can't get into it. No matter what you do, the pleasure just isn't coming. Uncomfortable. Alone. Empty. You think about what might be wrong. Then it comes to you. Empty. 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 You don't have anything filling up your ass. Of course. You can be so silly sometimes. Now I want you to go to the drawer, or box, where you usually keep your vibrators and other toys. Pick out your favorite plug, and make sure that it's lubed up really well. Can you feel the anticipation? Now bend over and push your plug deep into your ass. Pleasure. Comfort. Can you feel how full and at peace you are now? Loved. Pleasure. Soothing. How aroused and ready to pleasure your partner you are. Loved. Pleasure. Sexy. With something filling up your ass, you know that you can accomplish anything, especially fulfilling any partner that might arouse you. The more you have sex with a partner, the more and more you know this to be true. You need to have something in your ass to be aroused. It's just who you are, and you find it easier and easier to forget being any other way with each breath. And now I want you to go deeper and think about the future, about how necessary it is to keep something deep in your ass, how important it is to fill your ass with something before any sexual encounter. It might be your favorite vibrator. It might be a strap-on. It might even be a real man's cock. It doesn't matter. You need something in your ass before any sexual encounter, and there is nothing you would ever want to do to change that. Having something nice and hard in your ass is just so soothing, and makes you feel completely loved. You know that you have a hard time resisting putting something hard and thick into your ass at every possible occasion. It's just who you are, and there is nothing you would ever want to do to change that fact. Now I want you to think about all of the things that you've just learned. The more you think about the things you've just learned, the more you realize that your conscious mind doesn't have to think as your subconscious mind obeys. The more you obey my words, the more you realize that they become more and more of who you are. Your subconscious loves thinking about the new and exciting behaviors that you learned, just as your conscious mind loves forgetting about them as you go about your day. You love your new behaviors, and want to listen to this file again, and again, until those behaviors become second nature to you. You've chosen to listen to this hypnotic file, and only by choosing to listen to my words can you truly take on the behaviors you need to improve your life. My words are your pleasure. My words are your comfort. My words are your truth. And now, on the count of 10, I want you to wake up, refreshed and ready to go about your day with the lessons that you have just learned fresh in your mind. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Feel your body rise up. 4. More and more. 5. Waking up. Feel the blood start to flow into your limbs. 6. More and more awake. 7. Inhaling the air deeply into your lungs. 8. Awakening more and more. 9. Moving your head and getting ready to open your eyes. 10. Refreshed and ready to continue your day.